007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Another beautiful day. And we're going to sunny climes, down to New Zealand to start.
Down to New Zealand. And it's kind of hard to believe they've been filming this for like 2.5 years, the three new Lord of the Rings movies.
You sound tired just saying that.
I mean, could you imagine being in production for that length? I mean, you've Peter Jackson. I know there's a lot of people working with them and all that, but it's still
a long time, isn't it?
Sort of project, if you want to call it that. Well, actors Martin Freeman and Luke Evans have finished shooting their scenes this week for The Hobbit there and back again in New Zealand. Evans confirmed the news on Twitter, revealing that he's flying immediately to Ireland to work on Dracula, which is going to be his next role. But 2.5 years, long time, isn't it? And hopefully Martin Freeman will be going on to shoot Sherlock. So that'll...
Exactly.
Yes, that'll get done. But in other Lord of the Ring news, The Return of the King is going to be in concert.
That's right.
The RTE Concert Orchestra are going to be performing it to the screen, which is interesting. I mean, they've done it before.
Yeah.
It's on the 27th of October in the O2. The tickets are kind of ranging from about €40 up to €70.
They usually snapped up pretty quickly.
They are, aren't they?
Popular on this.
It is, and yeah, I suppose you'll get a chance to sort of enjoy the movie, but actually hear the score live, Howard Shore's score, which is great. And there's this great vocal as well, isn't there, in the score. So, yeah, a good one for people that are fans.
Indeed. Now, this is an interesting one. I read this novel just a few weeks ago on Halls, Gone Girl. It was only going to be a matter of time before it hit the big screen. It's a great old page turner.
Gillian Flynn's novel. And Ben Affleck, we've talked about him recently so much behind the camera. He's deciding to go in front of the camera. And I suppose you would when you think that David Fincher is potentially going to direct and you might be interested. He's going to play the husband of the wife who disappears during their 5th anniversary, leaving him the prime suspect for her murder. And the novel, Aideen, your thoughts? It's a good one.
It's very good. I'm not giving anything away.
Okay,
fair enough. It's the page turner of the summer, that's for sure. I know a few people who've been reading it, and yeah, it's a good one. It'll work very well on screen.
And Affleck is, we mentioned before, he's going directing Dennis Lehane's Live by Night as well. So he's not finished his duties, his Oscar-winning duties behind the camera.
So he'll play the male lead, and no news on the female lead as yet.
Not as yet.
Okay, great. Now, Arrested Development.
A lot of people like Arrested Development, and it is, I suppose, it's now been described as the biggest hit on video on download, the VOD service, because it was on Netflix. House of Cards did very, very well as well. This is the Kevin Spacey one, but Arrested Development has just blown them all out of the water. It's the biggest hit on there, and now Netflix are talking about recommissioning it and going for yet another series.
Big success, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Brian Grazer and Imagine Entertainment is the man behind it. That's Ron Howard's producing partner, so they're both behind it. And they decided to obviously take it to Netflix when it was removed from mainstream television funding, and Netflix were happy to do it, and it has been a success. So if they go for it, it will be the 4th season of it. So there we go. There could be more of Arrested Development.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned Dracula earlier. We're back with vampires.
Zach McGowan, people will know him from the likes of Shameless. He has joined the cast of Gary Shore, Irish director Gary Shore's revisionist take on Dracula, which is starting to shoot in Belfast. The film blends true story and mythology elements to tell the story of how a young Romanian prince, played by Luke Evans, takes on the Sultan and risks his soul to save his wife and child. So you may look out for them. They're going to be up in Belfast shooting all through August. Dominic Cooper's in it as well.
Yeah, great cast. Now, another Irish movie, Irish action thriller.
This is directed and written and produced by Johnny Gogan. The movie's called Black Ice. It's going to get a Irish cinema release on the 20th of September. It stars Killian Scott. People will know him from Love, Hate. It's described as an action thriller boasting high-speed car races, which is filmed in Sligo and Leitrim. It's, as I said, written and produced by Johnny Gogan. And the story follows the relationship between road racer Jimmy and his girlfriend Alice. And the title track is performed by a Sligo rapper as well called Mr. E. And that's going to be released on the 29th of July. It had its premiere at the Dublin International Film Festival, and it's also going to screen today at the Galway Film Fla. So we look out for Black Ice.
And greetings to all at the Galway Film Fla this weekend. Meanwhile, in Belfast, it's all happening, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You see, it's very busy now with the Paint Hall Studios up there. They're shooting Game of Thrones. They've just started that as well. This is what? This is the fourth season of Game of Thrones.
And another a lot hit, of, isn't it?
It is a massive hit. So they've just started that there. And returning Irish actors in it include Aidan Gillen, Liam Cunningham, Kieran Hines. They're all, you know, getting roles in it. And it's actually a great production, these big productions coming into Ireland, because it means a lot of people get work.
Exactly.
Well-paid work at that as well. And because these things get sold all over the world. So Game of Thrones. And as you say, it's all happening in Belfast.
Fantastic. Meanwhile, some films to see in Limerick.
Yeah, the Nina Arts Centre, in association with the Milk Market in Limerick, are presenting a short season of classic film screenings that are taking place at the Milk Market in late July and early August. There's going to be three films scheduled there. The Rocky Horror Picture Show, that's on Saturday the 27th of July. Dirty Dancing, that'll be a big hit on Friday the 9th of August. And then if you want to be slightly scared, The Birds is going to be screening on the 10th of August. It's a nice venue,
yeah, great venue
for it when you think about it, the Milk Market. Anybody that knows it there in Limerick, and, you know, great chance to see some big movies on a big screen.
Excellent. All right, trailer watch. Interesting one you have for us this week. In terms
yeah.
of what we can check out online.
I did. Watch this trailer. I don't know. It's going to be released around Christmas, and you kind of think, oh, has it got that feel good sort of factor going on, that there could be sort of a little bit of Oscar vibes about it. Saving Mr. Banks is the name of the movie. Tom Hanks plays Walt Disney in it. He looks very convincing. And Emma Thompson plays author P.L. Travers, who travels from London to Hollywood as Walt Disney adapts her novel Mary Poppins for the big screen. And you're sort of seeing the untold true story. That's
sounds
what
good.
They're
I like
saying.
I like the sound of that casting. I think Tom Hanks and Emma Thompson sound very good. And as you say, Tom Hanks has the look for Disney, hasn't he?
He certainly has the look. So check out that trailer online, Saving
very
Mr.
Good.
Banks.
Now, quite a mixture in our cinemas this weekend. Monsters University.
You can't go wrong with this, really. The return of Sully and Mike. It's a look at their relationship between the two of them during their days at university. That is the Monsters University, when they weren't necessarily the best of friends. John Goodman, Billy Crystal, Steve Buscemi. When they get it right, Pixar, they really
they
get it right.
That's
and
very
the kids
true.
Will be packing this one out, even through the hot days, you know,
yes.
and they'll be going to see it. Another movie then is Pacific Rim. This is Idris Elba stars in this one as a war between humankind and monstrous sea creatures wages on. A former pilot and a trainee are paired up to drive a seemingly special weapon into a desperate effort to save the world from the apocalypse. Here's a quick taster of that film.
Everyone, listen up. Today, at the edge of our hope, at the end of our time, we have chosen not only to believe in ourselves, but in each other. Today, there's not a man nor woman in here that shall stand alone. Not today. Today, we face the monsters that are at our door and bring the fight to them. Today, we are canceling the apocalypse.
That's, I suppose, the big blockbuster, really, of the summer, Pacific Rim.
Yeah, that's Pacific Rim. And Idris Elba is doing really well for himself as well. People seem to like him. There's another movie as well called The Deep. It's based on actual events. A fisherman tries to survive in the freezing ocean after his boat capsizes off the south coast of Iceland. And if you like your documentaries, We Steal Secrets, the story of WikiLeaks. Of course, we're going to see this fictionalized as well. Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be playing Julian Assange in a movie as well.
Yeah.
But this is the documentary that will give you a very good insight into the, I suppose, the creation of the website, which facilitated the largest security breach in US history.
Very good. As I say, quite a mixture in our cinemas this weekend. What TV movie recommendation have you for us?
Well, I suppose because the weather is so nice and so breezy and so, you know, just so
pleasant.
Refreshing and pleasant.
Yes.
Why not have a movie that's very similar?
Yes.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt stars in this one alongside New Girl Zooey Deschanel. And this is 500 Days of Summer.
Perfect.
It's an offbeat romantic comedy about a woman who doesn't believe true love exists and the young man who falls for her. It might break your heart a couple of times while watching it, but it is nice and light. It's called 500 Days of Summer. It's on RTE2 tonight at 9:30.
Sounds good to me. Thanks a million, Garrett.
Thank you.